Whatever the time of year, you will be able to spot and hear a variety of birds as you walk around Moors Valley. If you have headphones with you, you might want to put them on now so that you can better hear the differences between the bird calls. Some of the most common birds that you can see and hear all year round include blackbirds. They have a beautiful, low singing voice which is very tuneful. The robin song is similar to the blackbird, with a higher singing voice, although robins are rarely seen or heard during the height of summer in July and August, when they are molting and become rather reserved. At other times, they can usually be heard singing their melodious warbling song from strategic perches, often quite high up. Long-tailed tits have a twittering, trilling song, but it is their high-pitched contact calls that will usually get them noticed. They fly around in flocks of up to 20 or so, and they are twittering continually to each other. When they are in trees, they can be seen busily flitting from branch to branch looking for insects. Long-tailed tits are very acrobatic and will hang upside down from the end of branches. The Great Tit Song is varied, but it's perhaps best known for its piercing teacher, teacher song, which sounds very much like a bicycle pump and is usually heard in the spring and summer. The most common call of a goldfinch is a pleasant rambling twitter. Their song is a mixture of this call with other rattling notes. Blue tits feed mostly on seeds and insects, especially caterpillars. In springtime, they feed also on pollen, nectar and sap, and in the autumn, on berries. They are one of the most agile birds and can often be seen hanging upside down from branches or bird feeders. The wren is one of the smallest birds in Britain, but also one of the loudest, with a shrill song that lasts about 5 seconds and usually ends in a trill. Chances are that you will hear this amazingly loud song before you see it. Swallows visit in summer and nest every year in the eaves of the visitor centre. Look out for the television screen inside. They can often be seen around Moors Lake swooping low over the water to catch insects. Their long tail feathers give them exceptional manoeuvrability. From here, follow the path back to the zebra crossing and the visitor centre. Thank you for downloading our audio trail. We hope you enjoyed hearing about the wildlife along your walk around Moors Lake.